From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Monday, despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He also said a multi-nation task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and that the halt in fighting can continue. Iranian hardliners have been dealt an electoral setback, with moderates winning a majority in Iran's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts, and Parliament. Two leading conservatives were defeated in their bid for re-election to the important 88-member assembly. The body will pick the country's next supreme leader to succeed the 76-year-old incumbent, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's leader since 1989. A new political survey shows businessman Donald Trump taking command in the race for the Republican presidential nomination, with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton grabbing a strong lead in the Democratic contest. CNNORC said 49% of Republicans support Trump, more than four remaining challengers combined. The closest opponent, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, is at 16%, followed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz at 15%. Somali authorities have arrested six people in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa that killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 60 others. Police and local government say the center of the town, located west of Mogadishu, was very busy when a car bomb exploded near the main market. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.